Today's briefing is curated from tens of thousands of articles across hundreds of global sources and voiced by AI. Miles, let's start with Nepal. At least 353 dead, over 1,300 missing. After a glacier collapse triggered flash floods in Tibet and Nepal.
Yeah, the cause is confirmed glacier collapse. And there's a secondary risk now, a barrier lake that could burst and cause another disaster.
Right, Scientific American is calling it a cascading hazard. The warming Himalayas are making these events more likely, and this is one of the deadliest in years.
The emergency response is massive, but the barrier lake threat is the thing to watch. That said, let's move to the story that's dominating markets, NVIDIA.
$96 billion in quarterly revenue, and they're forecasting 70% growth next year. The AI boom is showing no signs of slowing.
And that's from the actual earnings release, Green Glyph, solid reporting from CNBC and the Financial Times. The data center revenue alone was up 117%.
There's also chatter that NVIDIA is in talks to acquire Hugging Face for over $13 billion, though that's from Business Insider, so Yellow Glyph.
Right, not confirmed. Meanwhile, Anthropic is renting compute from Nscale for $45 billion. That's a huge commitment. But the NVIDIA number is the real signal today.
And it's not just tech. The Bank of Korea raised rates to 3% back-to-back to tame AI-fueled inflation. That's a direct consequence of all this investment.
Interesting spillover. Now, Meta agreed to an $18 billion settlement with US states over teen safety on Instagram and Facebook.
That's a massive deal. The BBC and The Hill are reporting sweeping platform changes are required. But will those changes apply in the UK? The government there says they expect them to.
We'll see. The settlement is big, but it's a civil settlement, not an admission of liability. And it's worth noting that the US is still dealing with other tech issues. Hackers access data of 8.7 million customers at three UK airports.
Right, Manchester, Stansted, and East Midlands, a cyber attack on the Manchester Airports Group. Ransom demanded, investigation ongoing. That's a serious operational and reputational hit.
Provenance on that is solid. Direct from The Guardian and BBC. Now let's talk about the war in Iran, which has been going on for 6 months and is now at a stalemate, according to Al Monitor and Reuters.
Qatar's prime minister is in Tehran for mediation, and oil prices slipped on Hormuz talks. But the Strait of Hormuz remains shut. Wheat prices hit a three-year high as Russia escalated strikes on Ukrainian cities.
Russia launched a massive overnight strike on 9 cities, and Ukraine is reportedly short on Patriot missiles. That's a direct market impact, wheat futures jumping.
And on a human level, the Sudan hunger crisis is worsening. The World Food Program warns that global conflict is driving food costs up 40% there. Zambia and Yemen are also in dire straits.
These are all Green Glyph, first-hand reports from ReliefWeb and aid agencies. The scale is staggering. Meanwhile, in Australia, voluntary assisted dying is now legal nationwide after the Northern Territory passed laws.
And Prime Minister Albanese intervened to guarantee the refugee intake won't be cut, reversing a plan to slash 6,000 places. Also, two young Perth hackers were charged as alleged masterminds of a global cybercrime syndicate.
Speaking of legal news, new documents contradict RFK Jr.'s Senate testimony about a 2019 visit to Samoa. He said it had nothing to do with vaccines, but the documents suggest otherwise. Potential perjury.
That's from the AP and The Guardian, Green Glyph. And in other notable passings, Ratko Mladic, the Bosnian Serb war criminal convicted of genocide, died in UN custody at 84. In science, we saw Atlas and CMS narrowing in on twin Higgs production at the LHC. And Super CDMS has started hunting light dark matter deep underground with 24 cryogenic crystals.
Also, astronomers spotted Betelgeuse's hidden companion. That was a real surprise. And scientists may have observed vacuum birefringence from a magnetar, which is a quantum electrodynamics effect predicted decades ago.
There's a new phase 1 trial showing CAR T cell therapy for rheumatoid arthritis, promising results from Nature Medicine. And the FDA approved a pancreatic cancer drug.
All green or blue glyph sources. On the AI frontier, open source voice cloning reached a new level with Sopro V2, a 120 million parameter model that runs on CPUs. ZAI confirmed they'll release weights for Ox Alpha.
And Firefox 157 will include JPEG XL by default. Mechanical Turk is shutting down September 30th, an end of an era for crowdsourced microtasks.
Also, Hugging Face launched a $400 robot that's a roller skating duck. And there's a report that OpenAI is developing a persistent AI agent, though that's from Wired, Blue Glyph.
In gaming, NVIDIA showed a preview of Morrowind Remastered with RTX, and the sci-fi RPG Exodus is set for April 2027. Godot 4.8 is in full swing with new 3D trail nodes.
Let's not forget the US. Trump signed an order banning some foreign energy equipment from the grid. The SEC dropped an insider trading case against a former congressman after a Trump pardon. Blue state sued over mail-in voting restrictions.
And a federal judge struck down a Texas drag law for the second time. The DeSantis administration was found to have misappropriated $10 million in a Hope Florida scandal.
Finally, a note on what to watch. The Nepal Barrier Lake situation could escalate quickly. Also, the South Carolina Senate runoff results will be out soon. And the measles outbreak in Pennsylvania has claimed 2 lives, the first U.S. measles deaths in 2026.
Right. We'll keep an eye on all of that. Thanks for joining, Miles.
See you next time.